vacuum cleaner repaired.
1470, 100.3 WMBD, the Greg and Dan Show. Greg Batten, Dan DiOrio. Tonight, on the Bradley campus, our next guest is going to be talking about his adventures that all started at Bradley. Speaking at the Horowitz Auditorium and the Caterpillar Global Communication Center on campus will be prominent attorney Bradley alum Jeffrey Bogart.
Quite a resume, including prosecuting the Gambino crime family. And we don't want to offend you, but we can't. I mean, how dangerous was that? Do you, as a prosecutor going in, and this is one of the largest crime families, did you ever feel threatened?
Actually, not. Organized crime has their own code of ethics, and one of the codes is that if you go after them fair and square, they really don't bother you.
Wow.
Getting prosecuted is sort of part of the rigmarole of being in organized crime, and they fully understood that. In my private practice over the last four decades, I've had more threats from husbands in divorce cases than I ever had from any organized crime.
Jeffrey Bogart will be speaking tonight. Tell us about how this adventure started for you at Bradley when you were a student at Bradley. What led you down the path to where you are today?
Thank you. Bradley offered me a number of opportunities, and I availed myself of them. I was a speech major. We didn't have the Slane College of Communications. I was the sports editor there. I played tennis. I served on the student senate. I even worked as an orderly at St. Francis Hospital.
Wow.
And those were life-changing experiences for me. And frankly, moving from the Northeast to a smaller environment like Peoria was eye-opening. The lesson that I learned was, you know, you come out of a big city. I came out of New York. And the mentality is that there's anything outside of New York is second rate. Nothing could be further from the truth. Peoria was a wonderful indoctrination to learn that people everywhere have enormous talent. So Bradley gave me a vista and a universe of opportunities, and I availed myself.
You know, we always like to brag a little bit here, and it's not to knock people from the West Coast and East Coast, but there is something to be said about Midwestern sensibilities.
There's no question about that. And you get grounded, and you learn that people don't like attitudes, and you learn humility, and it's a great learning experience. I have seven children, and I have endeavored to get them to go to school in the Midwest, and I have failed on each and every occasion. Well, one went to the University of Colorado in Boulder. I really couldn't argue with that. Another went to the University of Miami. But so I've got a 13-year-old that's a baseball player, so I still have hopes.
All right, one more to go. Generation, and your children included, move forward in this world, given your experience that started at Bradley, what advice, and tonight I'm sure you'll be talking about this, what advice do you give to an 18-year-old or 20-year-old about making the most out of college, how to choose the right college?
You know, of course, an excellent question. I have dealt in my professional life with lawyers who have graduated from Harvard and Yale and Columbia, what would be considered the top tier. I went to the University of Toledo in Toledo, Ohio, and got a wonderful education there. And it is not where you go, but why you go and what you do when you're there, because in this nation, colleges and universities throughout the country are incredibly wonderful places of learning.
Tell us about your more famous clients, because not only were you a prosecutor, but you also handle some media and sports people, including Mr. Thomas Davis, who plays for the Carolina Panthers,
right.
Who Dan
That's
just
right.
told me has already said he's going to play in the Super Bowl despite a broken arm.
He had a surgery first thing because he said even after the game, he goes, I got a broken arm, I'm having surgery, and I'll be there.
Tell how's he doing?
Well, y'all don't have enough air time. So let me see if I can synthesize it for you. At 5:30 in the morning, I was on the telephone with Kelly Davis, Thomas's wife, I've represented Thomas for 7 years. I've represented him through two of the three ACLs. He is the only NFL player ever to come back from three ACLs, let alone on one leg.
Wow.
Thomas Davis is a man that God has touched. It was true in the NFL Combine with the rookie camp. He was the outstanding rookie in that camp. Proud to say he's a Bulldog out of the University of Georgia. And Thomas has a spirit and a desire and a will and a work ethic which is second to none. And this should be obvious to those who watch the Panthers, and certainly in 2 weeks, the leader in the locker room is Cam Newton. The leader on the field is Thomas Davis. And those ball players look to Cam, and he's their leader. At halftime, Ron Rivera did not talk to them. Cam Newton spoke to them in the locker room. They came back on the field, and you saw what they did. Thomas was on that field. Thomas is the heart and soul of that defense.
I'm going to make a giant leap because we got some of your client list here. I'm going to make a giant leap, a supposition on you, but it seems like, now there's a lot of lawyers who go out and represent a variety of people and backgrounds. It seems like you only pick people who really have character.
Hardly.
Really? Okay.
I my kids ask me that all the time. But, you know, my responsibility is to vigorously represent my clients to the best of my ability. I don't pick the facts. I don't pick the clients frequently. I had a remarkable experience about 8 years ago, gavel to gavel. I defended a murder case on court TV. This is a young man who killed one of his friends, a high school student, and high school violence was very much in the news at that time. So certainly that wasn't a pleasant experience, and that young man was looking at life imprisonment. Jury almost walked him out the door. He got 5 years. It was rewarding, and he's a fine young man today.
But that doesn't change the fact that, you have to do your job. That you have a job at hand. The character of the person necessarily does not come into play at that time. Is that correct? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's absolutely correct.
Yeah. And your kids ask you about that. What's your answer to them?
Well, I don't do drug work, and I never have. That's one thing. I can't be hypocritical like that. But everyone is entitled to the best defense that they can muster. I mean, those are the rules of engagement. Those are the rules of the game. That's the way our criminal defense and prosecution process works. And it works pretty darn well, because I have litigated it in other countries, and it's not pretty.
One of U.S. News Magazine's one of the best lawyers in America, proud Bradley alum, speaking tonight at Bradley University, prominent attorney Bradley alum Jeffrey Bogart. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, we could talk to you for a long time.
I know you're catching a flight here in a second, so we're going to let you go do that. And welcome back to Peoria, and continued success, and good luck in the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Go Panthers. We're on the prowl.
It is 6:48 on WMBD.
You know, there's a whole nother side to that Carolina Panther thing, with some undertones or overtones of racism, because a lot of people don't like Cam Newton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he a hot dog, or is he a good guy? I don't.
Well, let me put it this way.
To be honest with you, I don't know his client. I don't know
Thomas Davis. We didn't get a chance to ask him. Yeah. I'm just won the Walter Payton of the.
He won it last year. Yeah,
last year. And he might be up for it this year. I'm not sure. Maybe they just talked to him in reference to last year.
Yeah, I know he's not. But
Cam Newton is extremely confident. People say it's arrogance. He does really long dances in the end zone. He enjoys the fans. He does give the football to a kid, though, every time he scores, especially if they're wearing his jersey. Okay, but he is very confident. Yes, you could call it cocky, but we love Jordan for that. We love some people love Tiger Woods for that.
Yeah,
we loved Magic Johnson for that. We love Jim McMahon for that. We loved Lance Armstrong for a while for that.
Well, that's love hate. All those same people. There are a lot of people who didn't like them too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Very interesting. Tonight, if you want to hear what Mr. Bogart, that was an interesting fellow, man. Talking to him.
Yeah.
Mr. Bogart will be available tonight. He's speaking tonight, rather, at 6:30 at the Horowitz Auditorium, Bradley University, the Caterpillar Global Communications Center. Nice man. I like it. Good story. 6:49.